Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hines III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Again, that is facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com, and I may choose to cover a few over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you all today. Today, I want to talk about thinking, feeling, being. Thinking, feeling, being, three states in your life that play off of each other in your internal self, in your internal life. And I want to say sometimes there is a certain creative block. And for me, it's not always because I got so much stuff going through my head. Actually, it's sometimes, ironically, because I feel like I've simplified a lot in my life to have much and more of the life that I desire at the moment. And I think it's just so much a part of my being that sometimes it can be hard to articulate, more in a verbalized way. It's easier to write down powerful concepts and ideas for me than for me to verbalize them. But this, again, as I said in earlier episodes, is a great practice in me being able to articulate these thoughts on the go. So when it comes to thinking, feeling, and being, this is in the realm of people's personality types and how they react to the experiences that they have in their lives. Some people are more thinking oriented, some people are more feeling oriented. But either both sides, of course, affect their being. And of course, if you've been listening to my podcast, you already know that this is going to lead to a submission that perhaps if you are too heavy on one side, if you focus too much on thinking, perhaps you need to unpack some more feelings. Focus too much on feeling, perhaps you need to apply some more thinking. And that is the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm just playing with you guys. But I'll unpack it some more. Anyway, but that's the gist of it. There's many different personality types out here. And all these different personality types is what makes the world colorful. It makes the world go round, makes interesting stories and experiences, both delightful and tragic. But for the self-master, or the aspiring self-master, you learn how to master the flow between thinking at times and between feeling at times. You even go even further to learn when to infuse feeling with thought, when to infuse anger, righteous anger or passion into a thought process to move it forward. These are things that we all naturally do, but I don't think it's things that we are profoundly aware of as they're happening. But if you can find a way to develop profound awareness while they happen, then it makes you that much more of an effective person. I guess let's look at more of the feeling side. There are some people who are very passionate, constantly passionate about the things that they're doing. Usually they're more of a moment-to-moment type of people. So they can have profound emotional, positive, uplifting feelings one moment, and then they can have profound emotional down feelings in another moment. Their lives have a lot of color and contrast and things like that. Oftentimes, these people lack a time of thinking or reflecting so that perhaps they can make those swings should they decide to much more smaller and less profound. Well, the highlights of these people is that they do take a lot of action and they do open themselves up to a lot of just experience, period, with life in many different ventures. They probably have a lot of stories to tell too because of their profound experiences. So they become quite interesting people. At a certain distance, but then as you get too close, their ways might be too unpredictable or chaotic for you. Does this describe you? Does this describes a person who swings back and forth heavily from different polarities of emotions? Well, if that's the case, and you come to the realization that maybe that doesn't help you to really have what you're desiring more in life, maybe time to spend more time doing reflecting. And so that is the feeler. Then there is the thinker. The thinker, in their most extreme form, they think about everything. It's kind of ironic because in their thinking, they tend to go off on a lot of tangents. Whereas the feeler's world may be way more externally extrovert oriented. They may do a lot of things outwardly. The inward person does that same activity. It's just inwardly. They create their own world in their mind. And they go off on many heavy thought tangents. Of course, you're probably thinking, or you probably already know right now, I'm usually one of those people, or I've spent a significant part of my life being that type of person. So I know about the thought tangents and also the thought loops that can happen to a person who is a constant thinker. And those tangents is you start off on one subject and you end up branching off to another, or with thought loops, you're trying to figure out the ultimate truth or the facts of something, the rights and wrongs of something, and you find yourself starting off at one point and you end up coming back to that same point on a different in a whole loop, and you just kind of go through that repeat cycle because you're not allowing a different type of thought pattern from more experience that you need to have, or as a way to block yourself from underlying frustrations or feelings that you may be having about these certain thoughts. So, being, of course, is, again, not too stuck in the past with your thoughts and feelings, or not stuck too far in the future with your thoughts and feelings. Being is the power of valuing the moment in your life after applying a little thought and a little feeling. Not a whole bunch, a lot of thought, a lot of feeling. Very few people find this synergy, this balance. Some people think that it is, they can't quiet the noise in their mind in the moment, or they cannot allow themselves to risk. They got to be doing something constantly in order to feel significant, which is very interesting to watch. But being, get to that state of being, B-E-I-N-G, being, and things happen pretty profoundly in that state of being in the moment. I find myself, as I am later in my life, less trying to live, what's the best word? Less trying to live in just this absolutely steadfast, focused way, but more of observing the things that unfold in my life. And it becomes more of a enjoyable experience once I've set the certain ideas of what I desire for them to slowly unfold, or for interactions with the circle, mostly, you know, friends, family, associates, occasionally haters in my life, and how it helps to shape me into becoming more of what I desire, or learning how to master the emotions or thought processes about all these interactions around me. And in my aging, it's becoming much more smoother, clear. I know when to associate and when to disassociate. I know when to take action and when to rest. And it's become more of a beautiful thing in my life. And perhaps I talk about it so much because I want other people to experience that state in their lives as well. So that is my thoughts on thinking and feeling. Short, quick, to the point. Nothing really major in this era right now as this recording is going. I hope that everybody is doing well or getting back to well, considering the circumstances. We are almost out of 2020. I posted a crazy post on Facebook. I said, you know, considering if we survive 2020, can that be attributed to street cred? Because this has been a very interesting year. Very, very interesting year for a sizable number of us. And we are almost there. I think 2021 is going to be surprisingly profound and positive. I think it's not going to carry the heavy energy that it did. And now we wait and see. But anyway, this has been Real Talk with AH3. And of course, my vibe music is provided by my guy, Free Will, FR33WILL. For more information, you can contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL, @gmail.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, until the next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.